You know.
In fact, we had a lady, a sweet lady, her refrigerator completely went out because it had a refrigerator in the house that was she was renting 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
And she said, Scott, she was, I got all my family coming in. We literally went and bought a refrigerator and took out there. And now I have it in my garage for a backup refrigerator. But just because that was, you know, when you have, you know, Thanksgiving, you got tons of food.
Mm-hmm.
Not our families coming in. So just what you said, most good property managers will try their hardest to make it right.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's all based on that communications.
But on a tenant, keep your rent current.
Right.
That's the most important.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's talk about some reasons. You said earlier, if you're back behind rent, that's not, really don't kick them out yet. But what are some other reasons that they would be doing something that somebody would want to kick them out? Well, they'll know not to do it.
I guess two of the biggest things we see are they are not allowed to have pets, and the landlord goes up and there's a pet barking inside the house.
Two pit bulls,
something like that. So that is a violation of the lease agreement. And a lot of tenants think, well, my rent's current. You can't kick me out. Yes, you can. Your rent can be totally current, but if you have violated the lease agreement, then they can kick you out. So pets is one thing. Health and safety. They usually have a health and safety, and we've seen this quite a bit.
What would that mean?
That would mean that either you have a lot of police activity at your house, or say that you do not keep your house clean. We've seen this in apartments where one apartment will have bugs, and the one person in the apartment won't take care of theirs. They won't clean it up after the pest control people go in. So it could be police calls. It could be bug issues. It could be anything like that, anything that affects health and safety. And it's usually written in those leases. So those are another thing. And also where they move in an unauthorized tenant, where they let somebody move in the house. Because typically when they sign the lease, who's going to live in the house? Everybody's names go in there. But they think, well, I'm renting this house. I can move anybody I want to. No, not exactly. If you got a written lease agreement, it says.
Well, as you know, because you've helped me on this,
mm-hmm.
The cabins, you know,
yes.
We had one where the police had been out there like 10 times. And mm-hmm. We finally said, you're scaring everybody else out around out here. We can't stay.
Right.
And thank you for your help on that, by the way.
Oh.
But the other one to bring up, and this is happening, and we have tenants say, yes, we like ASU students. We're happy to rent to them. We got three guys. All three great guys. One of them's having a hard time this month. So two of them bring the rent in, their part. The other one doesn't. That doesn't count.
No.
You got to have all the rent.
Right.
So just a warning as a tenant, and I was there, suited myself, and I had two roommates. You make sure your roommates can take care of their part of the responsibility because it goes on all three of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, but the other, another story on that is, where one roommate is responsible for paying the rent, collects everybody else's rent,
yes.
And then pockets it and doesn't pay the rent.
Ooh.
And then everybody else gets kicked out. I've seen that multiple times, too.
Be careful who you pick for your roommates.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I hadn't heard of that. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the tenant, what else have we got? We got just a couple minutes for a break on a tenant's situation.
Well, you know, the tenant has certain individual rights and things like that, and there's certain things that have to be in the house, like an inside lock,
yes.
That cannot be opened from the outside. Now, some landlords only put a chain lock up there or something like that, which that meets the code, but a lot of them will have a deadbolt lock in there that can only be opened and closed from the
inside. Or the little thing that
and that protects the tenants because the tenants can lock the landlord out. They don't. Some landlords think that because they own the property, they can't be locked out. Yes, they can. They don't have permission to come in the house unless the tenant gives them permission. And landlords don't understand. Yes, you still have ownership, but you give up legal possession of that property to the tenant when you rent it out.
Right.
So
you lost your lease rights.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the only time that a landlord can enter a tenant's residence without permission is for a bona fide emergency, is what the law says. And that could be a leaking pipe, running water all over the house, any other thing like that. They have to get in, make the repair, and get out as quickly as possible.
Hey, folks, that's good information. And Randy, if I'm a tenant, can I call you and ask a question?
Absolutely.
How do they call you?
They can call my office, 325 325- 325-659-6408. I'll repeat that, 325-659-6408. And I get those voicemails sent straight to my phone, my cell phone, so I can pick them up just about any time.
Folks, I'm going to tell you this because Randy just gave us a ton of good information. You can go to sallison.com and you can go to our radio show and tip on Randy Harris, Constable, and you can re-listen to all this if you have any questions that we've talked about to kind of hear it again. So, good information. Okay, Randy, thanks again for being here. Okay, let's go from the landlord. I own some properties, or I'm a property manager. Talk about what I can do, what rights I have and don't have.
Well, you know, I talked about Chapter 92 of the Property Code, and that outlays all the rights that a property manager and a tenant have. That's for residential properties. Chapter 94 of the Property Code is for manufactured housing or trailer homes, as people like to call them more commonly. But the biggest thing that a property manager can have on their side is a good, solid lease agreement.
Absolutely. In writing.
In writing. In writing. Because, you know, it's just a piece of paper until somebody has an argument. Then that becomes the legal document that guides everything else as far as what the tenant can do, what the landlord can do, outside of what's already printed in the law.
And I want to reinforce what Randy just said, and he's so, so right. We've had situations where people say, well, the landlord said they would do this, or the tenant said they would do this. That doesn't mean squat. For the tenant and the landlord's protection, what Randy just said, a good, strong, written, in writing, signed by all parties, lease.
Yes. And what you just said about they said, oh, well, I'll do this, I'll do this. If you don't modify the lease agreement with that terminology in it, it doesn't mean anything. But you can actually, if the landlord tenant make an agreement later on down the line, okay, we want to do this. Go ahead and add an addendum to that lease agreement. That way, everything that is discussed protects both parties.
I'll tell you what we just dealt with. It was really two summers ago. Remember when it was so hot and we had water problems and issues? Is the landlord put in a brand new yard. And you know, folks, if you've done landscaping lately, you know how expensive that is. And he asked the tenant, he said, I'm putting this yard in. Will you please water it? Well, guess what didn't happen? He didn't water it. That was a good example. It should have been in the lease.
Right.
Tenant responsible to maintain yard, you know, keep it from dying.
Right.
So that would be a good example right there.
Right. Yeah, and that is a perfect example right there. And, you know, what something I mentioned before is we have these landlords that come into court, and more recently with the CARES Act and everything else, and this is the way I've done this for years. I've heard, I don't know how many times, well, I've always done it this way. Well, you know, laws change, things change, and they get their eviction lawsuits dismissed, and then they're angry about it, but they're stubborn. They don't want to go look up the law or check out and see what's going on. And there's a good resource out there, the Texas Court Justice Training Center, and you can Google that, has the evictions desk book on open source on their website. That is the desk book that every JP in Texas looks to and uses. It has statutes, it has case laws, it has scenarios in it of different landlord-tenant issues. And I mean, even the tenants could go download that book, but it is the evictions desk book on the Texas Court Justice Training Center website, and that would be a good thing for every property manager to have in their shelf.
And on this talk, I just had a meeting on this, by the way. It's kind of funny you brought that up. But